Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and you ever notice how, like, if somebody gets hurt, you almost try to, like, envision, like, what it would be like if that fucking happened to you? Like, straws. Remember straws? How long have you been listening to the podcast? Old fucking straws was in a couple podcasts in the first fucking 100. I don't know if I've mentioned straws for a while. We used to work on the same shift. She came out to the bar with us one night. But anyway, straws fucked her arm up. She, like, fell backwards down the fucking steps. And she's in, like, a big fucking cast. But when you look at that, like, it's gotta be shitty. But, like, I almost can't get in to that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't, like, experience that on, like, a fucking visceral level. So, like, I think to myself, like, that fucking sucks. But, like, it doesn't make me fucking queasy. Like, sometimes somebody can describe a fucking injury to you, and you're just like, fucking, oh, God. You fucking, like, make fists and fucking shake your hands and shit, all like, ah! You know what I'm talking about? If you could see the fucking expression I'm making, which you cannot, of course, unless I started making a fucking video of this, but, hey, man, this is a one-man operation here. You get what you fucking get. I got a story, though, that I think will probably make you fucking just cringe. It's a fucking injury story. Just make you like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, I used to really love those moving pictures. And I'm not talking about like fucking old-timey movies and shit. I don't even know how to fuck to describe them. It was like fucking electric wall art. It was like a frame. You'd plug it in. Like I had a fish tank, right? So you'd plug it in and it would light up and there was like a conveyor belt in there that like moved like fish around. So it looked like fish were moving around in the tank, but it was a fucking picture. So I had a big like fish tank on my wall that was like mounted there. Eventually I just wore it out because I had up my wall for fucking years and it was always fucking on. So first the fucking conveyor belt stopped moving so the fish wouldn't move anymore. And then like the motor got super fucking loud. So I just kind of used it as like a light, but then the light fucking died. And then it was just fucking hanging up there on the goddamn wall. I didn't know what the fuck to do with it. It's like, I knew I had to get it the fuck out of there because it was just fucking taking up space at that point. But it's like, I had to unscrew it and like take it down. So it was one of those fucking jobs where you got jobs around the house that you need to do. But then there's another fucking set of jobs that you'd like to get done, but, you know, you fucking get to it when you get to it. I'd like to rearrange my fucking closets. Is that at the top of the list? No. So it's probably never going to get fucking done. One of those fucking things. So that was that level of job. But after my fucking ex left, I had all this fucking time on my hands and I needed to do all this shit to keep busy. This is probably like, you know, 2015, early 2016 or whatever the fuck. So I finally was like, fuck it. I'm taking this goddamn thing down and I got to get it the fuck out of here. I'm throwing it out. I'm fucking done with this. This is fucking gone. I got to get the fuck out of here. I take it off the goddamn wall and I banged it at one point. Like I banged it against the wall. I wasn't paying attention. It was fucking big. You know, you're carrying something kind of big and bulky. You like turn real quick and you fucking slam it into something. So I'm looking around to see if I fucking broke any glass or anything like that. I need to be step on a fucking glass or anything like that. It was fucking, you know, it's like 3-4 feet wide and maybe like 2 feet, you know, length and height or whatever. So like, it's kind of awkward just to fucking carry. So I'm like, well, why don't I just fucking carry it under my goddamn arm? Like the way you used to carry like your books in school or some shit, which is a fucking dated reference I know because there's fucking laptops and shit now. So I'm trying to get my arm situated. So like I get my arm around the goddamn thing and I needed to like move my hand to the middle so I could balance this fucking thing. Reminder, this whole fucking thing is glass. So I grab the fucking bottom of it. I'm sliding my hand along the smooth glass to fucking get to a point where I can fucking balance this motherfucker. Here's what I didn't fucking realize. When I banged the thing, it did break. I just didn't fucking see the break. The break happened on the bottom where I was sliding my fucking fingers. There was a jagged edge out. So picture like a pane of glass that's kind of like cracked in two, so it's no longer even and one side is sticking out. If you fucking slide your fucking fingers along there, you are gonna slice your fucking fingers open. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a fucking blade that's just waiting there for me, but I didn't know that it was there. So I'm sliding my fingers along the bottom edge of this glass and all of a sudden I got to the jagged piece and it hurt like a motherfucker and I had no idea how badly I was hurt. I was like, oh my God, that fucking hurts. What happened there? Because you don't see it. I didn't see the injury, so I didn't know how fucking bad it was. But I was like, oh, this hurts really fucking bad. Holy shit. I gotta like put this thing down to see what's going on to survey the fucking damage. And I took a look at my finger after I put this goddamn thing on the ground. You know, you take a look at your finger, you got the fucking pointer, you got like the fucking middle part, and you got like the end part. If you break it up into three pieces. In the middle piece of my finger, there was a fucking enormous chunk missing. It was disgusting. I was worried that it might have went down to the fucking bone. I was worried that I might need fucking stitches. And the worst part was, it went down in there so deep that the fucking skin didn't completely rip off. So I had like a huge piece of skin like hanging the way it was like a fucking hangnail. But it was like thick. It was like thick skin. So you couldn't just pull it off. You know what I'm talking about? Like if you pulled it, who knows how fucking deep that skin... I'm getting fucking like... I can't even fucking describe it right now because I'm like my finger fucking hurts all over again. So what I had to do was I had to like cut that skin off. I had to cut it off with like fucking scissors. and shit. It was disgusting. And I bled all over the fucking place. I like fucking taped it up real quick. I like, you know, washed it. You're trying to wash it. You're fucking washing a goddamn open wound. It hurts like a son of a bitch. You see those scenes in the movies where they pour like alcohol on there. I'm looking for like peroxide. I dump it in. It fucking burns and shit. Like any water hitting it hurt. I didn't have a fucking dishwasher then. So like one of my thoughts was like, my fucking ex-wife is gone. I gotta fucking do dishes. Like how the fuck am I gonna do dishes? I was doing dishes one hand for a fucking week. I think I started doing dishes with like a plastic bag on my hand. Like you gotta fucking improvise. Like a fucking ghetto MacGyver. I can't believe I fucking did that, but I didn't notice. Like I didn't fucking notice it. So if you're ever carrying anything glass, please check for jagged edges. Don't be a fucking moron or wear gloves or some shit. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever else you want to get it. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I am on Facebook if you want to follow along there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. If you want to see photographs, of course you do. Photos and videos, me running cats, skin tight gear, nipples, all that shit. Check me out at maybe 5 minutes on Instagram.